Hey, so let me ask you guys a question. Have you guys ever thought about, you know, starting your own podcast? You know, when I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, you know, I had a lot of questions that were running through my head. Like, for example, I was thinking, you know, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and, you know, all those other places people like to listen to? You know, and also, how do I make money from my podcast? You know, so the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. It's going to be Anchor. So Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free. And it's ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too. So you can get paid to podcast. So basically, how I use Anchor is I use it through a separate software, but Anchor is so much better to use. I mean, I would have to pay certain amounts of money every month. But then when I've heard about Anchor and how it was free, I immediately jumped on board. So if you're using other sites, just ditch that one. Use Anchor. In my personal opinion, it's great. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, just go to anchor.fm/start. So that's going to be anchor.fm/start. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. And I can't wait to hear your podcast. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, El Deco. This is quickest. Can't even fucking talk right now. It's quickiesode number 4. The reason why I wanted to do a quickiesode is because of the fact that it's been kind of a while since we did the last podcast, which it's a pretty good podcast. I'm pretty happy with it. Just kind of wanted to give a little piece of news as well that now on our main Anchor site, we have an option where you can support a page. So as an example, like if you go to our profile page, you can go to our, unless if you're already listening to us on Anchor, we have a support this podcast button, meaning that, you know, if you want to support a podcast, you can feel free to make a donation if you like. That'll definitely help us to kind of upgrade, upgrade getting some more things like, soundproofing the walls and things like that. Because I started noticing that, like, the walls are kind of, because I'm doing it in my kitchen. So you can kind of tell if you're recording in a kitchen. So I do kind of want to have, like, some sort of a thing to give an even better sound quality than we do right now. It's also probably going to be a while until we do another podcast, only because, Gigi has been going through some difficult times right now. If you want to support our page, feel free to go to Anchor. You could type in the search bar anchor.fm/my-atrocious-collection. So if you don't know how to spell atrocious, I'll spell it out for you. So it's anchor.fm/my, like my, and then the dash minus sign, atrocious, and then another dash minus sign, and then collection. So in case you don't know how to spell that, it's collection. Anyway, like I said, Gigi's been going through some pretty hard times right now. Not like financially or anything, but it's like something more personal. Let's see if we can, and that's why I kind of wanted to mention the donating part of our Anchor podcast, where, like I said, if you go to our main page, you'll see like the support this podcast page. So it's because I kind of want, you know, the donations to go more towards him is the thing. And as much as, you know, I would also like it to be, you know, a part of the podcast too. But I guess in a way it is kind of like it's going to be a part of the podcast. But only thing is that, you know, I don't know. But I don't want to give too much away because he said he didn't want to talk about it. And I'm not going to talk about it now, you know, out of respect for him, you know, because he's always been a trooper. He's always, you know, done some stuff. So, like I said, I just want this to go towards him for some of the things that he's going through. Because he's a, not only is he first started out just being a neighbor of mine, and then, you know, he's become a good friend, a really good friend. And, God, you don't know how tempted I am to say this, because, like, Gigi and I were always dicks to each other all the time, but not, like, in a mean way, like, it's more like a joking way. You know, like, we always joke around and be dicks to each other and try to, like, try to make the other guy, like, not look bad, but, you know, yeah, you gotta fucking know. Just donate towards our podcast, so that way this will go towards him, because right now, the things that he's going through right now, he's, it's really crushing him. Like, he's crying in the corner, he's in a fetal position, and he wants to kill himself, and I don't want that to happen to him. So please, donate to a podcast, so that Gigi may still live, and not die. He hasn't told me how he was going to do it. He just said that he was no longer going to be around. And then he gave me a wink. And then he made a gesture as if he was going to slit his wrists. But then again, I don't know if that's what he's going to do. I think he might hang himself too, because he did make, like, this little joke going, like, oh, Hung Fu, the legend continues, because, you know, David Carradine hung himself. But he didn't do it on purpose, though. Like, that was more like a jack-off kind of a thing, like, you know, auto-erotic asphyxiation. But, yeah. So, please donate. Let's have this go towards Gigi. I want him to live. I want him to be around. So that way I could keep, you know, sitting down and drinking my beer. So whenever he says something funny, I'll just make fun of him. So yeah, please donate. I'm still being a dick now, but it's funny. It's just funny because he, you know, that's just something that he would like. You know.
You're such a fuck.
So, there we go.
The fuck is wrong with you? You are an idiot.
Oh man. So, I don't know. You guys probably might, I don't know, there might be some of you that don't like Gigi, but I mean, I like him. I like him a lot. And I don't know why you possibly wouldn't like him, you know.
I'm an equal opportunity racist.
Oh, shit. And, and yeah, and just, like I said, just donate, please. Let's keep this going. Let's keep on. Let's just do
that. Gigi Alex, and I come out here and I shit all over everybody, and I'm rude, and I'm racist, and I'm a sexist, and then I say, but I'm sorry, because I fucking call you on your fucking racist, sexist bullshit that you actually probably believe.
So, like I said, guys, let's just donate and, you know, help us support the podcast, and, yeah. Anyway, oh, also, don't forget to check out, a podcast that I actually enjoy. This one is called Horror Movies and Chill. It's with two girls that talk about horror movies, because we GG, Alex, and I, we sometimes talk about horror movies as well. It stars Erica and Krista. It's a pretty good podcast. They just came out recently. Feel free to support them too. It's pretty good. I think you guys will like it. So it's called Horror Movies and Chill. I think you guys will like it. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, and hopefully Gigi doesn't get too pissed if he hears this, which I highly doubt because I don't think he listens to the podcast anyway.
Look at his face! Look at his face! He's so fucking pissed! He's Mr. Angry again!
You know, I'm thinking maybe I should just get all the episodes and sound clips of Gigi's voice, and then that way if he, for whatever reason, if he, you know, becomes Mr. Baby Bitch Bladder again, I could just play his voice. I could just play stuff from the past episodes, and it'll be like he never left. So, but I think we're going to have to keep making more episodes because I have to kind of compile things together. So I'll probably just pull a Chef South Park episode where they basically took Isaac Hayes' voice. All right. That's enough of my over-explaining. Take care, guys, and have a good one. Good one. Good bit. Wit end strong.